Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda
Mitchell. I heard you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
They want it.
That's right. Good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in from. It is Mindful Monday, and you're waking up with Linda McChan. Today was a beautiful day. You know, we are being sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization skilled with advisors and consultants that help you reach your goal. We do education, leadership training, workshops. And especially we focus on our youth out here. So we'd like to welcome you in and let you know that it's Mindful Monday, and we're going to start this week off right. We're nearing the end of April. My goodness, where is this time going? And, you know, this is our third year here, straight nonstop every week, four times a week with you since April 20th when the pandemic, that event came in. We came back up. But this show has been in operation since 2013. We're not new kids on the block. And the day I had the opportunity, I know those of you that started with us in the beginning for this event, you remember Angie? I saw Angie today. She's moving out there. I'm trying to get her back in here with us. And we had a great time. We laughed. We had lunch. We just had a wonderful, wonderful time. It's always good to build relationships and keep them. You know, we are all human beings, whatever our positions. If we open our hearts and speak with sincerity, we can communicate and touch others on the deepest level. World peace starts with trust between one individual and another. And that's where we have to keep it here. You know, we talk about decency, and diversity creates democracy. And that's really what it's all about here. You know, our youth need our attention. We need to have dialogue with them. And we need to encourage not only ourselves, but our youth to get involved with organizations that are doing things, okay, so that they can get the message out there. And be able to hold persons accountable. When we speak of our mind, body, and soul, I want to share with you that I went to my Play Brothers art show, Yernay Kabam, Well, we can catch him in the United States because he's all over the world, basically in Africa, with his art. And it's about history and education. He's mixed media. I'm going to try to get him on the show if we can tie him down before he gets back on that plane again. But yesterday he had an opening, Collective Conversations Matter. And this was at the Matter Studio Gallery at 5080 Pico. It was wonderful. His next artist talk and performance will be on May 14th from 2 to 4 p.m. You want to go in there, you know, you want to relax. He's beautiful. His art is beautiful. The persons that enter his doors are beautiful. It is so nice to be around a group of exciting, positive, loving, caring individuals. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. And that's Yerne Gabong. That's Yerne, Y-R-N-E-H, Gabong. G-A-B-O-N. And the title of this opening is Collective Conversations Matter. Please check it out. It's open to the public. The address again is 5080 West Pico Boulevard. There's parking there. You want to go. You want to relax. And that's going to be on Mother's Day. So for those of you who want to pay a tribute or honor your mom, go get some relaxation. Check it out. And the day before, we can't forget about Stephanie Haynes, which will be on here tomorrow, letting us know about her May 13th exciting brunch. And that's going to be the Purple Hat Brunch on May 13th at the Renaissance Hotel LAX. And it's going to be a wonderful event. Prizes, beautiful ambiance, beautiful, beautiful people. So that weekend, you got something to do. Log it in. Be there. You want to be around goodness. It's so good to be around persons with smiles on their faces. You know, there's so much hatred going on and so many people falling into that well of hopelessness. It's good to get out and get around some positivity. You know, the title of this show is Staying Balanced and Keeping Focused. We're going to have Miss Tiffany with an eye come on with us on Mindful Monday. Hopefully she'll break away and give us some food for thought here. But before we do that, we're just going to get you started. Welcome in to Mindful Monday, Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Yeah.
My question to you out there is, how do you keep yourself in balance, okay? It is very important to stay balanced. It's too much going on out here. There's a lot of mental issues. People are going through a lot. So to not allow yourself to be pulled into their stuff, because that's their stuff, and not taking it personally, because a lot of people have other people talking to them, you know, those people up in their heads. You don't want to get caught up into that. You want to keep yourself balanced. You have to take deep breaths. You have to understand that that is their thing. It's not that it's not affecting each and every one of us, but you don't have to lessen yourself. You don't have to lessen your behavior to get down there with them. You are great. You're remarkable. We all are. You have to step into your greatness and stay there. And don't forget to take others with you. It's Mindful Monday. Ow!
Help me,
I'll take you there.
Help me on.
I'll take
oh,
you
yeah.
there.
That's right. You want to stand in the mirror and sing that to yourself first. And then pick up the phone and call somebody else, okay? Check on people out there. We're all imbalanced out here. And the best way to keep yourself straddled on both sides of the sidewalk and stay focused is to think about someone else out there. And with us this evening, we have Miss Tiffany with an I, see it, do it, change it, and complete it that's coming in with us this evening. Tiffany, welcome in. We are so glad you broke away to come and care and share with us. How are you doing?
I am doing so well on this Mindful Monday, and I'm so happy to be here. So it's a great pleasure to be here and break away for some of the things that I was doing today. So it's been interesting.
It has been. It has been very interesting. We were on Find It Out Friday, and which we were talking about resilience, you know, and that's the way in order to stay balanced, you have to be resilient, starting with yourself first. And now we're back on Mindful Monday talking about staying balanced and staying focused. It's very, very important, but it all begins with you. So I'm just going to be quiet over here. I know you've been busy, 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 busy. I've been busy, 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 but we're never too busy to care and share and to educate and to pull others out of the hole, okay? That's what we're here to do, each one teach one. So we're going to say welcome in. Talk to us, Tiffany, with the night.
Oh, my goodness. I know. Focused and being focused, I think you said, right, is part of the theme. And I think being focused is very, very important. I mean, in order to get things done, you have to. And I think, you know, we often talk a lot about what's going on in our communities. And I think this is a time that we need to start focusing on the people who are going to make a difference and be those change leaders, as you referenced on Friday. It's very, very important, and there's some great people that are coming forth that have been focused for years in the community and doing well and wanting to represent the community for the people, by the people, and not have a separate agenda other than that. And I'm so excited because we do we need that, especially like District 10. It's a big district. It's very centrally located. The demographics are huge. So it's just, it's a vital, vital district and needs some great leadership. And I'm sure that there's some people that are coming forth, like I said, who have been focused for some years now.
Yes.
To really handle that and really do some wonderful things. But in all things, you know, once you stay diligent, you stay focused, you can achieve and accomplish anything that you want. And it's very necessary. And I think I mentioned on Friday about Mercury being in Taurus, what we're focusing on relationships and you're focusing on money. And, you know, the retrogrades really kind of fine-tune everything and keep you focused in certain areas. So, it, you know, remain flexible as you would in any retrograde, Mercury retrograde, because that's what you have to do is remain focused. But, you know, in terms of relationships and finances, two very, very important things when it comes to, you know, just evolving in life and human beings. And so we really have to look at those things. Look at what relationships we're going to keep, what we need to release. You know, how we should be saving money, how we're earning our money, what that whole thing looks like for our finances for each family, each individual, which is great. You know, that's what I love about the planets and the movement of the planets is that, you know, it gives us a chance to focus on different areas of our lives and people and different houses. And it's a lot going on, but at the same time, it's very succinct in how you deal with what you need to deal with at that time. So,
yeah.
Now, what are you going to be focusing on? Speaking of focus, are you going to be focusing on this election in District 10?
You know, I'm getting ready to put it out there. You know, we like working on the back end. We've both been out there on the front end, so we know how that goes. But usually I pick my person and get in behind them, right? But I have been experiencing and talking to and listening and observing a lot of things, right? And when you observe or you listen or you experience, you have firsthand information. You got facts, okay? And, you know, in order to make things go correctly and to get them out there, you have to have your facts together. And the best facts to get are the ones that you receive on your own. So I'm getting a lot of facts over here about different things that I can speak on factually about and not hearsay. And, you know, I'm chatty-catty, and I don't have a problem having dialogue with many, 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 many people. But because my vow is to educate in many, many different ways, myself included, and number two is each one teach one, when things come to us and we get a calling, you can't not go against that calling. So I have some bells ringing in my ears right now, and I'm over here staying focused, seeing which way I need to go, and one will never know. But when you get the facts and you can speak factually, that's when you get out there and talk with the people. So like I said, I've gathered a lot of facts here, firsthand information, and I'm listening to those bells ringing in my ear saying, you know, the voice does the work, okay? The voice does the work. And no matter, and our hearts, when we speak sincerely from our hearts and we are authentic, and we're honest, and we are, like, letting others know that we're all in this together, then it all pans out. So I'm thinking about it. I'll keep you posted. I'm working on it. Yes, I am a part of District 10. District 10 is a very, very big district. District 10 has very, very many, many powerful people, okay? And as you say, as I always say, change leaders, okay? Leaders puts another spin on it, because leaders are followers, and followers are leaders. But when that leader steps up there, that means that they have been beat upside the head. They know all the ins and outs, and they're here to guide you. So we got some change leaders coming in here. I'm going to ask you to join us. I'm working on it. I'm not going to speak right now. It's time to get busy. But when you get your facts in order and you can speak and you know what you're speaking about, and it's not just for your benefit, but the benefit for all, okay, that's when you step up to the plate. So that's what I'm working on over here. I'll keep you posted. I will. Are you going to join us out here? You know, you've been out on those front lines yourself. You know the front end of it. You also know the back end of it. And because of the situation and what's going on, you know, all of this stuff that's going on, our babies out here, this anger, this hatred, that just whatever, you know, it's just a sign. It's the times, okay? But in some, like we speak with some people, you know, whatever your faith might be, you know, God is bigger than you, so he can take it on. In Buddhism, you know, you talk about the planets. We speak on the universe and all. Our needs are met because there's no lack in the universe, okay? But when that calling comes, you just cannot hold that to yourself. To get out and make the move and step forward with each one teach one. So I guess we better flip our tassels and get to moving. Don't you think so, Tiffany, with the mom? Do you understand what I'm talking about here?
I do think so. I think I'll probably be more behind the scenes this time and move a different mm-hmm. way than I have okay. been.
Okay. Well.
So that I think I will do.
No, you
I'm not
you have
sure
to
if I want
you. You don't want to tangle with it. No, it's very interesting. Okay. When you're moving out there, because when you're moving out there, it's really not about truth. Okay, and you're going to get knocks and beats and all of that upside the head, but when you're on a calling and you got a vow, and your vow is the people, it doesn't really matter. You have to move out there. You have to step up to the plate. So like I said, we have to do what we have to do, and because we picked this topic to be mindful of, you know, to stay balanced, we have to keep, you cannot lessen yourself. You know, because of others' actions. See, people are going mm-hmm. through it. So they're expressing. And they want to pull you down there with them. Don't go. Do not go. Okay? Because two upset individuals, you're not getting anywhere. So somebody has to take the higher road. And it's very, very hard to keep yourself balanced, to keep yourself high when you yourself are going through things. So it's a strengthening process and a growth method for all of us. We just have to be able to relax down. Keep as many smiles on your faces as you can. I see people, they're not smiling. They're not social. It is like, oh, my gosh. You know, I just want to say, baby, let me see your teeth. But then you don't know what you're dealing with. They might show you something else, okay? So you really have to think about that before you step up to them. And like, as I was speaking with the listeners, I went to my brother's art show. He had opening reception, Yerne Cabal. And the title is Collective Conversations Matter. But the art is so beautiful, and he's so beautiful. See, he teaches history and education. And when I can catch him in the United States, because he's all over Africa and everywhere else, okay? So when you get an opportunity to get him, I'm trying to time him and get him on before he leaves out. But his works are so beautiful. But it's an expression of his spirit. And the attendees that attend his openings or whatever, they are beautiful also. So can you imagine being around beautiful spirits, seeing beautiful art, and just mixing and blending, and people are smiling, and they're pleasant, and they're warm. It meant a great deal to me, okay? It was worth going out. I didn't care if it was 100 degrees out there, but it cooled down yesterday, so I could travel with ease. But I think, as I mentioned, on May 14th, I think that's Mother's Day, he'll be doing the artist talk and performance, okay? And it's something that if you have an opportunity, you want to go to, you know, a nice place to take mom, you know, if you guys are celebrating. And for those of you whose mothers are no longer here, I take them with you anyway, because take it from me, they don't go anywhere, okay? They're with you every moment of the day. But beauty, art is beauty. Art is relaxing. An artist moves, any type of artist, whatever genre it is, they move from their soul. So if you want to relax down, see some beautiful works, and be around beautiful, warm people, attend that event on May 14th. And the address is 5080 West Pico. It's right on Pico and Redondo. Nice gallery, nice. And the owner curator there is Carla, and she's just as beautiful as the art, just as beautiful as her gallery. So if you get an opportunity, after you guys do whatever you're going to do, have your brunch and your breakfast, or just getting up, try to go by and listen to that talk about his work. He's about history and education and all that. Mixed media, take it any way you want to see it, okay? He is the person that was responsible for me returning back to school. So you're losing your creativity. Go take an art class. I said, I can't draw a straight line. When I came up out of there, I looked at something I drew. I look at it still and say, who did that? So he was my inspiration to fuel me, keep on moving. And I think I'm George O'Keefe over here, even though I can't draw a straight line. But, you know, art is something that expresses your soul and your heart. So whatever you put down on that canvas is what you want to say. So, you know, I just want to say, in order for us to take care of the community, to keep ourselves balanced, to stay in focus, do things that are positive for your life. Don't worry about it. It's all going to be taken care of. Your faith is your faith. I'm going to say keep your faith, whatever it might be. It could be the Bible. It could be chanting. It could be writing in the sand, shaking crystals. Whatever you do to bring out your highest, continue to do that. That's my mind for Monday on the day, Tiffany with an eye. I'm so glad that you came on. You broke away to join us. And I'm not going to step out there until I'm ready for sure. But like I said, the bells are ringing in my ear, and I have some facts that I need to get out there, some facts that will be very helpful to persons that need it, okay, including mm-hmm. myself. So I'm not going to really, I don't know what I'm stepping into, but you know me, we fearless over here, so it doesn't matter. But if it needs to be done, it will get done. Because I'm focusing in on health, and all I can say is your health is your wealth. So that's going to be my motto out there. If I step out there, and it's going to be awesome. Because like I said, I've walked in the shoes. I've got the experience. I have the facts. And you should never, ever speak on anything unless you're telling true facts. And you know here, they're going to get the truth, whether they want to hear it or not. So we going to leave that with that. I'm going to ask you to close us out on this Mind for Monday and go back to your project. And thank you. Thank you again for coming on and caring and sharing with us. So what do you want to leave us with before we take it out? We're going to take it out. We keep our word over here. We say it short and sweet.
You know, everything that you said about balance, you know, maintaining your balance, it's very, very important. And I know, you know, again, with Mercury being in retrograde and Taurus, they are saying it's a little bit more intense. This one's a little bit more intense. So
Yeah. The
key is to be flexible and to stay in balance and keep your focus. We'll move out of Mercury retrograde May 15th. So,
okay.
But as you emphasize, and I'll agree with balancing yourself, making sure that you take the time to, like you say, enjoy those things, those the arts and activities that bring more happiness to you. Because there's a lot going on right now, and in, you know, with our country, in our own communities, and just taking the time to balance it out no matter what that is. Maybe that's self-care. I always talk about self-care and how important that is. Or
yes.
Even in self-care may be going to a museum, looking at some art, you know, hearing some music, anything creative. But the balance
yes.
must be. So
well,
that's
I'm
what I will say. I will add for what, you know, a little something for balance.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. And I'm going to take them out and I'm going to give them a reminder to be mindful of, because, you know, in order to step out there, in order to get things done, you know, you can't believe in defeat, and you never, ever, ever retreat. So on that note, Tiffany with the Nine, we love you. I'm going to take us out of here. Listeners, have a wonderful Mindful Monday. Stay mindful. Stay safe. Stay strong. Stay aware. But most so, stay kind, starting with yourself first. And remember, your health is your wealth. Have a great evening, Tiff. Have a great evening, everybody. Let's start this week off right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let us slip away, 'cause all it's gotta do, even though We care, share with love all through the land.